Good morning and welcome to another edition of I've Heard That Song Before. Every Sunday morning, we go back to the days of the big bands, the jazz artists, and those wonderful singers who delighted music fans during the years from 1920 to 1960. My name is Stephanie Robinson, and please join me for the next hour for some great music from days gone by.
Gorgeous, you're charming, you're stunning, you're perfect, and then some. You've got me dazzled and frantic, excited, romantic, and then some. I used to think I was cold as could be, but I'll agree that the joke is on me. Quick as a wink, I knew I had it bad. If love can drive you crazy, then I want to go mad, I want to go mad. I'll kiss you, caress you, spoil you, and yes you, and then some. I'll be your shadow, your slavey, your army and your navy, and then some. I cross my heart, I'll be yours from tonight. You've got me right under your thumb. Cause you're gorgeous, you're charming, you're stunning, you're perfect, and then some. Orchestra led by Bob Crosby opens this morning's edition of I've Heard That Song Before from 1935. The song and then some. It was written by V. Lawnhurst and Tot Seymour. And Bob brought us the words on that one. A very fine orchestra made up of Dixieland alumni with some wonderful talent. And they start off this morning's edition of I've Heard That Song Before, and we have recordings for you from the 1930s through to the 1950s. Our next recording is from one of the great bands of the century, and that was Count Basie. What a wonderful orchestra he led, and of course, he, a brilliant pianist in his own right. I think they came out of the Kansas City scene. Lasted for decades as one of the great bands of the time. We'll hear them from 1937 with a song written by Count Basie himself called Roseland Shuffle. And as part of the orchestra, we will hear Count Basie himself on piano, Buck Clayton on trumpet, and I believe Lester Young on tenor sax. After that, we're going to go to a small group from 1945, and that will be Wild Bill Davidson and his Commodores. And they will bring us a song written by Earl Hines called A Monday Date. Very fine lineup in this group. Wild Bill on trumpet, Edmund Hall on clarinet, Vernon Brown on trombone, Eddie Condon on guitar, piano from Gene Schroeder, Bob Casey on bass, and Danny Alvin on drums. The song, as I mentioned, A Monday Date, recorded in 1945. Also in that year, we will hear, too, from Margaret Whiting. What a lovely voice she had. Very warm, very rich. She'd started out a few years before working closely with Johnny Mercer and Capitol Records, a label she stayed with for many years. And in that year, 1945, she made many recordings, and this one included In Love in Vain, from the pens of Jerome Kern and Leo Robin. A lovely melody from Jerome Kern, of course. And it was written and introduced in the movie Centennial Summer of that year. So three songs, and we will start with Count Basie and Roseland Shuffle. Thank you.
gonna be in love, but who wants to be in love alone? At night you hang around the house and eat your heart out and cry your eyes out and rack your brain. You sit and wonder why anyone as wonderful as he should cause you such misery and pain. I thought that I would be in heaven, but I'm only up a tree, 'cause it's just my luck to be in love in vain. You sit and wonder why anyone as wonderful as he should cause you such misery and pain. I thought that I would be in heaven, but I'm only up a tree, 'cause it's just my luck to be.
Margaret Whiting, from 1945, In Love in Vain, from the pens of Jerome Kern and Leo Robin. Before Margaret, we heard from Wild Bill Davidson and his Commodores from 1945, with the Earl Hines composition, A Monday Date. Then we started off with Count Basie and his wonderful orchestra from 1937, the song he wrote himself called Roseland Shuffle. And you're listening to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO 89.1 FM. We're coming to you from the University of Ottawa. My name is Stephanie Robinson. This morning we're listening to recordings made many years ago, as we usually do on Sundays at this time. Today we'll listen to songs from the 1930s through to the 1950s. Some wonderful recordings, marvelous songs, excellent musicians, and some beautiful voices. What more could we ask for? In our next recording, we'll hear that very well demonstrated. We'll hear from Doris Day, one of the most beautiful voices of the time. She certainly had a long and very varied career across many aspects of the entertainment field. We'll hear her from 1954 with a Rodgers and Hart composition called With a Song in My Heart. And that was actually introduced in the musical of 1929 called Spring Is Here. And it was sung by Doris in a film made in 1950 called Young Man with a Horn, which I believe was a biopic of cornet player Bix Beiderbecke. And Harry James provided the trumpet work in that film, and he's also accompanying Doris on this recording, With a Song in My Heart. And back 10 years, we're going to go back to the Commodore label, to Max Kaminski and his jazz band. One of the great session players, fantastic trumpeter. I always like listening to Max, and he always has a wonderful lineup joining him in the studio as well. The song that they will bring to us this morning is called Love Nest. It was written by Walter Hirsch and Otto Harbach. And in addition to Max, we're going to hear the clarinet of Rod Claes, Frank Orchard on trombone, again, Eddie Condon on guitar, a piano from the great pianist James P. Johnson, Bob Casey on bass, and one of my favorite drummers, George Wetling. And then to 1951, to another beautiful voice, and that belonged to Mel Torme. What a beautiful style and tone he had. Always did an absolutely impeccable job on his recordings and performances. And from 1951, Mel is going to bring us the Hokey Carmichael Frank Lesser piece called Heart and Soul. And we'll start with Doris Day from 1954. Richard Rodgers and Lawrence Hart wrote it. Doris will sing it with A Song in My Heart.
With a song in my heart, I behold your adorable face. Just a song at the start, and it soon is a hymn to your grace. When the music swells, I'm touching your hand. It tells that you're standing near, and at the sound of your voice, heaven opens its portals to me. Can I help but rejoice that a song such as ours came to be? But I always knew I would live life through with a song in my heart for you. Heaven opens its portals to me. Can I help but rejoice that a song such as ours came to be? But I always knew I would live life through with a song in my.
Thank you. so I fell in love with you, heart and soul, the way a fool would do madly, because you held me tight and stole a kiss in the night. Heart and soul, I begged to be adored, lost control, and tumbled overboard gladly. That magic night we kissed there in the moon mist. Oh, but your lips were thrilling, much too thrilling. Never before were mine so strangely willing. Now I see what one embrace can do. Look at me. It's got me loving you madly. That little kiss you stole held all my heart and soul. Got me loving you madly. That little kiss you stole held all my heart and soul
from Mel Torme from 1951, written by Hoagy Carmichael and Frank Lesser. Before Mel, we heard from Max Kaminski and his jazz band from 1944, Love Nest. And we started out as the gorgeous voice of Doris Day from 1954, Rodgers and Hart, with A Song in My Heart. And welcome back to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO 89.1 FM. We're coming to you from the University of Ottawa. My name is Stephanie Robinson, and this morning we're listening to original recordings from the 1930s, the 1940s, and the 1950s. As I mentioned, wonderful musicians, some lovely singers, and of course all those gorgeous songs from the great songwriters. We're going to go now to 1939. To another song written by Hoagy Carmichael, this time with lyrics by Mitchell Parrish. It's called One Morning in May, and it's brought to us by Dick Todd. Now, Dick was from Canada originally. I think he made his career in the US and had a lovely baritone voice, became very popular. He's joined by the orchestra of Leonard Joy on this one, One Morning in May. And we'll go back at few years to 1936, and we'll hear from Billie Holiday. Now, she's starting out in her career. I believe she made her first recording in 1933. She's now working with the Brunswick label and in sessions organized by pianist Teddy Wilson. She made many recordings with Teddy and other musicians for the label at the time, and it really is a great treasury of early jazz. Joining Billy in the studio that day were Jonah Jones on trumpet, Johnny Hodges on alto sax, Harry Carney on baritone sax, Teddy, of course, on piano, Lawrence Lucy on guitar, a bass from John Kirby, and as so often on these sessions, drummer Cozy Cole. And the song that they'll bring to us today, Guess Who, written by Arthur Freed and Burton Lane. And then another small group, this time an instrumental,
led by Eddie Condon. This is Eddie Condon and his band from 1943. Mandy, Make Up Your Mind is the song, written by Grant Clark, Arthur Johnson, and Roy Turk. We'll hear again from Max Kaminsky. He'll join us with his trumpet on this one. Pee Wee Russell, clarinet. Brad Gowans on trombone. Very nice piano from Joe Bushkin. Eddie, of course, on guitar. Bob Casey on bass. And Tony Sabarbaro on drums. And we'll start with Dick Todd, One Morning in May.
Forget, dear, that one wonderful day when we met, dear. The world over was blue, clover and hearts carefree and gay. One morning in May, all the rapture tonight, darling, I pray to recapture just one hour, just one flower from love's faded bouquet. Kisses that came with the flame of springtime, burning your name in my heart. Precious to me, like a rosary, now that we're apart. Though love smolders away to an ember, and dreams perish, we'll still cherish that one morning in May. Pale cheeks so soft and white, where do you dream tonight? Maybe we'll meet again someday.
Oh, it's as plain as can be that the someone is
You just heard from Eddie Condon and his band from 1943, Mandy, Make Up Your Mind. Before that, we heard Billie Holiday in the early days with Teddy Wilson and his friends, 1936. And the song, Guess Who, written by Arthur Freed and Burton Lane. And we started out with Dick Todd, One Morning in May, from the pens of Hoagie Carmichael and Mitchell Parrish.
Want to hear the latest in jazz or maybe some of the greats from the past? Tune in to In Transition with me, Randy McElligott, every Sunday between noon and 2 p.m. on CHUO FM 89.1.
You are listening to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO 89.1 FM. We're coming to you from the University of Ottawa, and this morning we've been listening to songs from the 1930s through to the 1950s. Some fine musicians and some wonderful singers. And it's always great to hear those songs again, as we do each Sunday morning. Our next recording is taken from, it has to be said, a moment or an event in music history. This is from 1938, and it is the legendary Benny Goodman Carnegie Hall Concert. And Benny and his orchestra and soloists, and also some members of the Count Basie and Duke Ellington bands, all got together at Carnegie Hall and made musical history with the first really major jazz concert on a national level, we'd have to say. Well, we will hear a recording taken from that concert. It's of the Benny Goodman Quartet, which was Benny on clarinet, Teddy Wilson on piano, Lionel Hampton on vibraphone, and Gene Krupa on drums. They're performing the song written by Buddy De Silva, Al Jolson, and Vincent Rose, and called Avalon. Then to 1957, 2 decades later, and we'll hear a lovely singer, Dolores Gray. I don't know very much about Dolores, but what a lovely voice she had. We'll hear again from the pens of Richard Rodgers and Lawrence Hart. I think you've heard this song before. Isn't It Romantic? It was introduced, actually, in a musical and movie in 1932. Another bit of jazz history here. Love Me Tonight was the name of the musical, where the song was performed by Maurice Chevalier and Jeanette MacDonald. And we will hear Dolores Gray bring it to us from 1957. Isn't It Romantic? And Dolores will be followed by another wonderful voice, Sammy Davis Jr. Sammy was certainly one of the great entertainers of the century. Remarkable for his dancing, acting, and also a wonderful sort of singing voice, a very powerful voice. Could also be amazingly tender too and expressive. Always love listening to Sammy. Well, Sammy's going to join us with a song written by Cole Porter for the Broadway musical in 1954 called Silk Stockings. And the song is called All of You, Sammy Davis Jr. And we'll go now to the Benny Goodman Quartet from 1938 at Carnegie Hall, Avalon.
isn't this romantic music in the night? A dream that can be heard. Isn't it romantic? Moving shadows right. The oldest magic word. Playing in the trees above, while all the world is saying you were meant for love, isn't it? Such a night as this, isn't it romantic? Every note that's sung is like a lover's kiss.
Watching her appeal from every angle, there's a big romantic deal I've got to wangle. For I've fallen for a certain lovely lass, and it's not a passing fancy or a fancy pass. I love the looks of you, the lure of you, the sweet of you, the pure of you, the eyes, the arms, the mouth of you, the east, west, north, and the south of you. I'd love to gain complete control of you and handle even the heart and soul of you. So love at least a small percent of me do. For I love all of you. Love to gain complete control of you and handle even the heart and soul of you. So love at least a small percent of me do, baby, for I love all of you.
for I love all of you.
You just heard from Sammy Davis Jr. from 1956 with Cole Porter's All of You. Before that, we heard Dolores Gray from 1957 with the Rodgers and Hart composition, Isn't It Romantic? And we started out with Avalon from the Benny Goodman Quartet, the Carnegie Hall Concert in January 1938. Now we're coming to the end of another edition of I've Heard That Song Before. Thank you so much for joining me today, and I do hope you enjoyed our selection of recordings. Do please stay with us, because Randy's be coming along in just a few moments with 2 hours of fabulous jazz for you this afternoon. And I do hope you can join me, Stephanie Robinson, again next week for more music from days gone by. We have one more number for you this morning, and it's from 1950, from Jimmy Dorsey and his original Dorseyland Band. The song was written by Lou Pollack and Ray Gilbert, and it's called That's a Plenty. Here's Jimmy Dorsey and his Dorseyland Band.